Right.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:24.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. KVOE Live and Local by Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stacchini. Always something going on at the library. Always a lot of things, in fact, going on at the Emporia Public Library. Pauline, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, Emporia Public Library. Boy, where do we start, Pauline? I'll tell you, you do a great job of, affording programming for all ages at the Emporia Public Library, and to go through the entire list would take us quite some time, I think, with all the activities that you have going on. But let's run through some of the highlights. What is new as we head into February here?
Yeah, some programs I'd like to highlight are the programs that we're producing in partnership with Kansas Works. They've been hosting an open resume lab for us, so we're going to have another one on February 6th. Another one on February 13th, where you can just stop in with your resume and get some feedback right away. We've also started a coffee and conversation program for our seniors that meets the third Wednesday of every month from 9 to 11. And another new program that we've kicked off this year in 2023 is actually our bilingual story time in English and in Spanish. It is the third Thursday of the month at 4:30 p.m.
Interesting. Is that brand new then?
It is new this year, yes.
So how did that concept come to be?
You know, we in the Emporia area have a lot of native Spanish speakers, but we also have people who are interested in learning Spanish. I mean, there's a whole Spanish Speakers of Emporia club of people who are trying to learn more Spanish, and we saw there was a need for that. You know, early literacy is so important, and we're doing our Family Literacy Month right now in February. We want to make literacy accessible to everyone in our community, and that might look like a bilingual story time for now.
Well, Pauline, have you been working with the Spanish Speakers Club here to kind of get this going, and what's the response been so far?
So this is a library-only program. I myself have dropped into a Spanish Speakers of Emporia meeting, but unfortunately have not had the opportunity to really pursue that partnership yet. So far, we did it once in January, and we had, I think, two families who came. But first program,
yeah,
first time,
yeah.
We got to give people a chance to know about it. So I'm talking about it this morning.
Good opportunity to get the word out, definitely.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, that this is something new. It seems like you've really hit the ground running when it comes to new programming. I know that was something that you had talked about. Is this bilingual story time something that you did during your previous time, at your last library before coming to Emporia? Is this one of the activities that you had kind of brought from that?
So I would love to take credit for all of that. But to be honest, the staff here, the team at the Emporia Public Library, is doing all of the heavy lifting. They make it very easy for me to look good. I have hosted bilingual story times in Austin, and in fact, we'd even gone to a trilingual story time incorporating sign language, too. I don't know if we're there yet in Emporia, but I see that that's a program that could be valuable here. The bilingual story time, which is why we're going to try it out.
Hmm. Well, it's good to have things back to normal life post-COVID here at the Emporia Public Library. And you do have, in the library itself, Pauline, you do have computers that the public have access to, correct?
Absolutely. We've got printers, we've got computers, we've even got a fax machine and a photocopier.
And do you do mobile printing? Do you offer that?
Not technically straight from your mobile device, but if you email it to us, we can print it.
There we go. So, in fact, you do, then.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way, but we usually are able to find a way to get folks what they need.
Well, and you also have those mobile hotspots, which I know over the last few years have been a hot commodity kind of flying out the doors. Is that demand still been pretty high?
So, unfortunately, we are not currently circulating any mobile hotspots.
Okay.
I know it was something that they had piloted during COVID because it was so essential for kids, especially doing that remote learning. But the team and I are kind of looking at our grant opportunities to bring that program back. I think that it's something the community would really benefit from. So stay tuned on that.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Pauline, do you have book clubs that you offer through the Emporia Public Library?
We sure do. We currently offer two adult book clubs, the Page Turners and the Evening Readers. But I am excited to say that coming soon, we'll be launching a Read It, Watch It program later this year. We're hoping to launch a queer book club for adults. And returning this summer is a One Book, One Emporia program.
Just out of curiosity, what is the Read It and Watch It? Is that essentially doing books that have movies based off them, kind of crossing those over?
That is exactly what that is.
Love it.
So we're still working to figure out, are we going to watch the movie as a group and everybody reads at home? Does everybody watch the movie at home and then we just come in and discuss the two? So we're still working it out, but we hope to have it available this fall.
Are we in the midst of Family Literacy Month?
Yep, that's right. So we just kicked off on Tuesday night. Folks can record any reading that they're doing as a family using our Beanstack app. And that, of course, is something we can help with at the library if anybody's feeling a little worried about navigating that.
What app was that?
Beanstack.
Beanstack, okay.
So like Beanstalk, but just a stack instead.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Jack and the Beanstack. That could be a good sequel to the original, don't you think?
I think so. I like that in this version, Jack is a reader. I think that's really important.
Very literate, absolutely.
So is there a reading challenge in conjunction with Family Literacy Month then?
So we usually do a drawing for any of our reading challenges, and this month's theme is called All the Feels. We are very pro-emoji right now.
Really focusing on social-emotional things like that, and I think that's something we've heard talked about a lot with literacy in recent years is the social-emotional aspect that goes along with the literacy aspect.
Absolutely, especially when you think of children who have grown up in this wake of, I hate to even bring it up still, pandemic, but those opportunities to talk about their feelings or to know what they are feeling are so important.
Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, KVOE Live and Local. As far as your hours at the library, Pauline, what are we looking at?
So we are still Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
What about library memberships? How does that work now?
So a library card is free to anyone who lives in the state of Kansas. We've got online applications or you can stop on in. They give you access to all of our materials in the building. So just a refresher for anybody who's forgotten, we do have DVDs, we have books, we have magazines, we have audiobooks on CD, but we also have a whole digital library. So you don't even have to come into the library after you get your card if you don't want to do that. We also have access to all of the online resources from the Kansas State Library.
Okay. All that and more at the Emporia Public Library.
Well, you know, Pauline, before we let you go, there was one thing I wanted to talk to you about briefly. I know something that you've mentioned here, and I know Robin Newell mentioned for quite some time, is spacing there at the library. How are things going with all these programs in terms of utilizing the space that you have available? I know sometimes it can get a little cramped there.
It can, and thinking of our big crowds for the summer, I think we're going to keep using our courtyard as we have in years past. I think we're starting to kind of feel the crunch and have conversations about what it might look like if we took out the story time room and just put in more shelving for all of our materials or turned it into something else. So we're starting to have conversations. I can't say we're ready to take a sledgehammer to anything, but we're certainly starting to think about what is the best use of our space for us and for our community members.
Well, hey, if you ever need someone to wield a sledgehammer, give me a call. I'm more than happy to help out.
We may take you up on that. That sounds like a great photo op.
Thanks for volunteering, Tegan, because I won't be.
Hey, you got to get your aggression out somehow, right?
All right. Well, Pauline, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Pauline.
That's Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, sunshine, and 12 degrees now at 8:34.
This is Scott Miller from your locally owned Napa Auto and Truck Parts Store. Spring savings are going on now with our filter and tool sale. Huge savings on the filters and tools you need to keep you going. Sale absolutely ends Saturday, February 4th. Napa Auto Parts, 810 Industrial in Emporia.
Win Gambino's Pizza for your company or business in the app.